Today she is Masechet Erev Daf Nun Vav, and we will begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Kol Ir She'en Bayerek, any city where there are no vegetables, any Tam Chacham Royal Shoyal Adabar, a Tam Chacham shouldn't live there, you should live where there are vegetables. As Tosfos, the very Maskal Kol, that the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis taught us that a Tam Chacham should not eat vegetables, because vegetables cause a person's appetite to increase, and he'll need to eat more and spend more money on food. And here we see that vegetables are good. So Tosfos answers that there's a difference between cooked vegetables and raw vegetables. Raw vegetables should be avoided. Cooked vegetables may be eaten. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz, says that really the answer to this question lays in the Gemara that we're going to learn soon in and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Certain vegetables are healthy, and certain vegetables are not healthy. I saw that the Sefer Iyun Yaakov approaches the Gemara somewhat differently. He says there's a difference between a Talmud Chacham who Baruch Hashem could afford different types of food, and a Talmud Chacham who cannot afford different types of food. A Talmud Chacham who could afford different types of food, meat and fish, such a Talmud Chacham should buy meat and fish and not buy vegetables. Our Gemara, however, is referring to a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have the means to buy expensive meat and fish. So the Gemara is saying such a Talmud Chacham should buy vegetables. Ask the Gemara, remember the Yerek Ma'alyo, does that mean to say that vegetables are good? For Tanya, doesn't the Braisa teach us? Shlosh Dvar Marna Zevel, there are three things that cause a person to go to the bathroom. The Kaifan Sakaima, they weaken a person that he can't even stand erect. The Noitan Achim Chamesh Meis Mimma Ein of Shaladam, they take a 500th of a person's vision. Veilahain, Paskiber, means inferior bread. Inferior bread typically means whole wheat bread where the bran wasn't removed. V'seicha chadash, new beer. Beer that 40 days since it was manufactured have not passed. V'yerek, and vegetable. So we see that these foods are not good. And it's important to point out that the Sefer Shmiras HaGufa HaNefesh teaches us that a lot of the different nutritional facts, food that were considered healthy in the time of Chazal, are not necessarily considered healthy b'zman hazeh, or vice versa. So here it's clear the vegetables aren't positive, and here it seems the vegetables are fine. Answer the Gemara loikasha. Ha betumi v'karasi. According to Rashi, garlic and leek are good. Ha b'shayarki, other vegetables are not good. That's the way Rashi learns. But I saw that there are other Rishonim that learn just Rashi says it, Shoshama Merabosov, just the opposite, that other vegetables are fine and garlic and leek are not. Kiritanya, as the Bryce teaches us, Shum, Yerek, garlic is a vegetable which is very healthy. Creation is a leek is Chatzi Yerek, halfway as good as garlic. Nira, Tznoin, and if somebody sees radishes near Samchayim, it's fantastic. It's a potion for life. Ask them, Rava Tanya, have we not learned the Braisa near Tznoin, near Salamavis, that vegetable garlic is poisonous? Answers Gemara Lekasha. Kan ba'alin, the leaves of the garlic are not healthy. Kan b'mos, the bulb of the garlic is very healthy. Kan, the Gemara gives another teretz. Kan b'maisachama, in the summer when people are hot and the radish has the tendency of cooling off one's body, that's when radishes are a good food. Kan b'maisachamim, in the winter when a person is cold anyway, it doesn't make sense that he should eat radish that makes him even colder. He's already cold enough. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Yishesh B'Malos Amardus, any city which has a lot of ups and downs, it's like on a mountain, The people and the animals who live in that city die when they're half their age. Ask the Gemara, Mesim Salkadatach, does it really mean that they die prematurely? Ela Eimer, what it means is Maskinim B'chatzi Meim. They get older at half their age. Amr, that means because they have to walk up and down, Rashi explains, so they get weakened from all of that excessive travel. Amr of Hunabar Ed Rishua, Hani Melius de Beibiri de Beinarish, those steps, the people that had to walk up and down the hills in Beibiri and Beinarish, Askinan made me older. In fact, the Avister Ben Nosson says that in identifying people who don't have a good life, says Hador Baliyah. What's Pshat Hador Baliyah? Just because you live on the upper floor, does that mean you won't live well? So he explains that Al Gemara says that people who have to always go up and down get weakened. And a person is supposed to do whatever he can to extend his life, not weaken his life. We begin now a number of dafim of Gemara that very much are connected. First, we're going to learn Gemaras that are connected to the different seasons and to the solar system that we live in, and other Gemaras that we're going to speak about, different mathematical or diagrams that we need to really pay attention to. And I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed quotes the Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey Omer Aleph. Omer Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin Shemitzvah L'Odom. How do we know that there's an obligation? L'chashiv T'kufas U'mezolos. Part of what we have to do in our learning is to make these calculations. Shenemar V'shmartem V'asisem Ki Chachmaschem U'vinaschem Leino Amim. It says the Gemara Ezer Chachma Shi Leino Amim. How is it evident the Chachma, the wisdom that exists by Klai Yisrael, have oy mezachish of tikufas mazolos. The ability for us to make these calculations shows our chachma. And we learned the Perkei Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Yudches, Rabbi Lezer ben Chasma Oimer, Kinan upischei nida. The halachas of Kinan, we know Masechta Kinan is one of the most difficult Masechtas in Mishnayis, the figuring out the different hilchas nida. We learned the Masechta nida, heinein gufei halachas, tikufas. Gematrios paparos lechachma, and the Kesef Mishnah explains that even though they're not actually Torah, but to be able to understand them is critical to our success in learning. So, Rabbi Yoshev explained because without knowing these different calculations, as we're going to see in our shiurim, we wouldn't really be able to understand the Jewish calendars. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he said that we certainly, when we learn these Gemaras, are certainly Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And not only are we Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah, he says that one should do the best he can and try to understand these Gemaras. Every Gemara we're obligated to learn, particularly, he says, to people who learn the Daf Yomi and every Gemara, and we learn every Gemara, and then there's going to be a Gemara that we're going to ignore. It's a tremendous bezoyin. It's embarrassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, which of course we may not do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Tziyata D'Shmaya that we should be able to understand these Gemaras as best as possible. Tanur Rabbanan. So we learned in the previous year that if there's a city which is in the shape of a circle, and we now are going to square it in order to figure out where the tchum is, to where the tchum begins, where the border begins. So we learned, Bala Rabba, when we want to square it, Merabba Beribua Olam, we square it in the direction of the world, the north, the south, etc. Nice and Tzvayna, Tzvayna Olam, the north of the city should be squared off towards the north, and the Droimoy, the south of the city, should be squared off to the south. But now, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know how? So the Rabbeinu Yonason says that when we're saying that when we square the city, we square it to the direction of the world, is that we give him advice, somebody who's coming to measure, we give him advice to do it that way. And based on this Rabbeinu Yonason, the Prisha tells us that we're not obligated to do so. We may do so, but if we're measuring the tchum of a city, we're not necessarily obligated to measure it with these measurements, in the direction of the world. If we want to do so, we may do so. And so too, the Noida Behuda, when the Tshuvas says, the lechatchila, that's the way to do it. But if we don't do it that way, it's also acceptable. However, the Meiri disagrees, and the Meiri says that no, if we have a city which is not a square or a rectangle, as we discussed in our previous year, and we're coming to square it, we're obligated to set up the square in the direction of the world, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens in Simon Shin Tzadik Ches of Katan Zion, and so too was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. But now, the Gemara wants to say, so we're certainly going to try to draw lines around our city, and the north to the north, the south to the south, etc. But we need to know, where is the south, where is the north? How do I know what's the south and what's the north? Simonach, says the Gemara, Agola, we know that there are different constellations in the sky. So the Agola, the constellation of the calf, which is normally known as Taurus, the bull, is always on the north of the sky. The Akrav, which is Gemini, Gemini is actually even more to the north, but it's not usually visible. The Akrav, the constellation of the Scorpion, is always in the south, and therefore, there are, again, some constellations more south, but those aren't so visible. So if we want to be able to tell what's on the north and what's on the south, look up to the sky and look for the constellations. And if you'll see the Agola, you know that's on the north. And if you'll see the Akrav, you'll know that that's on the side. And as the Rabbeinu Yonason teaches us, that there are certain constellations of stars that move around, but these constellations never move around. They're always in a fixed position, this to the north and this to the south. Rabbi Yosheimer, again, Rabbi Yosheimer is coming to address the individual who wants to square the world, and he doesn't know what's north, what's south, etc. If a person doesn't know, wants to know how to do so, Rabbi Kaminet Kufa, you can look during the different seasons of the year and be able to determine what's the north and what's the south according to the travel of the sun. Ketzad, what does that mean? Chama Yoitzes, we know that there are four sides to the world, north, east, south, and west. We know that the sun goes up on the east side and goes down on the west side. We also know that the day in the summer is a very long day. The longest day is in the summer solstice, and the shortest day is the winter. So the Gemara says, that means the longest day is the day where you have sun the most. That's Tkufas Tamis. And the day that you have the shortest day is the shortest day because that's the day where there's the least sun visible. So the Gemara says, in the summer, in Tkufas Tamis, on the longest day, how does the sun travel? B'yoyim Aruch, on the longest day of the Tkufas Tamis, how does the sun travel? It goes v'shakas b'yoyim Aruch se'pnei tzofen. So what the Gemara means to say is that in this longest day of the year, the sun comes up on the northeast corner. It travels along the entire east side, the entire south side, the entire west side. It goes down at the northwest corner. At night, when the sun, even in the summer, is not visible, it's traveling on the north side. And then as the days start getting shorter, the reason the days get starting shorter is because the sun doesn't come up all the way at the northeast corner, but it comes down a little further down towards the south. And that's how it continues getting shorter. And the same thing, it doesn't go down all the way at the northwest corner, but goes down a little further from the northwest corner. And that's how the day keeps on getting shorter and shorter until, says the Gemara, Chama Yotze B'Yom Kotzer, how does it look on the shortest day? So on the shortest day, the Tkufas Tevis, the way it looks is the sun comes up at the southeast corner, travels along the south, and goes down at the southwest corner. And then by night, it travels the west side, the north side, and the east side. And then that's the shortest day, because the sun only traveled one side of these four sides of the world. And then as the days get longer, the reason the days get longer is because the sun comes up a little further up, not all the way down by the bottom of the southeast corner, but a little higher up. And it goes down, not all the way down at the southwest corner, but goes up a little higher up to the closer, not all the way by the southwest corner, but a little higher up on the corner till as it's approaching the northwest corner. Those are the shortest and longest days. So by seeing, says the Gemara, where the sun goes up or down, we will be able to determine what's in the summer. If we see where the sun comes up, we'll know that's the north. In the winter, when we see where the sun comes up, we'll know that that is the south. Says the Gemara further, Tkufas Nisan v'Tkufas Tishrei, the spring and the fall. So we know in the spring and the fall, the day and the night are essentially the same amount of hours. Chama Yotze b'chatzi Mizrach. So the sun comes up along the side of the east, in the middle, between the north and the south, travels down to the south, travels along the south side, and travels halfway up the west side. That's the day. And the night is when the sun goes down halfway between the south and the north on the west side, travels that half at night, travels the entire north at night, and travels half the side, the east side at night. And again, as the days get longer and shorter, the sun comes up more towards the north and goes down more towards the north. And when the day gets shorter, the sun comes up more towards the south and goes down more towards the south. Shekas Chama Yotze B'chatzi Mizrach V'Shekas B'chatzi Marav. Shenamar, and the Gemara brings a pasuk to support this understanding of the way the sun moves. Shenamar, Hoylech Adorim V'Soiviv Atzafen Soiviv Soiviv Hoylech Haruach. And what does the pasuk mean? Because Hoylech Adorim B'Yoyim, the sun, as the day goes on, travels towards the south. The only question is, how far was it from the south when it came up in the morning? V'soiviv Atzafen B'Layla, and it travels towards the north at night, because no matter whatever season of the year, the sun at night is not visible when it's on the north side. Soivev, soivev hoylech haruach. And then the pasuk says that sometimes it's hoylech and sometimes it's soivev. What does that mean? Ela pnei mizrach pnei marav. So that's the east side and the west side. Shepamim mahalochson. Sometimes the sun travels along the entire east side and the entire west side by day. That's during the summer. And sometimes it travels on those sides by night. And since it travels on those sides by night, it's not visible to us at night, depending if they're traveling there or not. So I saw that the Sefer Divrei Shari Chaim says we all remember that the dream that Yosef had, and he says, "V'hine Hashemesh v'yareach mishtachemli," and the Shemesh really referenced Yaakov Avinu. Omer Yaakov. So the Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu said that after he heard this dream from Yosef, he said, "Mi gilaloi, who revealed to Yosef sheshmi Shemesh, that I am like the sun." So he says, so he explains that as we're learning in our Gemara, the sun is constantly in motion. The only question is, when is it visible and when is it not visible? What was Yaakov Avinu teaching us with this? Yaakov Avinu was teaching us that he is a person that is always learning Torah. He's always serving Hashem. Not just when he's learning Torah, or not just when he's davening and serving Hashem. He's like the sun. The sun is always in motion. So too is his avodas Hashem. Is always, he's always, no matter what he's doing, eating, sleeping, learning, davening, it's all avodas Hashem. The Sefer Ramasayim Tzoyfim explains that we know that the south represents Chochma, Ruchnius. The north represents Gashmius. As we know, Chazal taught us that the Shulchan B'Tzofen, the Shulchan was on the north side of the Mishkan, the Menorah was on the Dorm side of the Mishkan. And that's why the Chazal teaches Haroitza Lahashir Yatzbir, Lahachkim Yadrim. If somebody wants to be wealthy, she go to the north side. If somebody wants to be Talmud Chacham, she go to the south side. Says Shlomo HaMelech in this pasuk that we should always, our goal in life should always be Ruchnius, not Gashmius. And that's why the pasuk that we just read says, Hoylech El Doroim, that we should always travel towards the south. And just like we see the sun, it's as we explained in this Gemara, no matter what season, the sun is always visible by on the south side. The sun is always visible by day. That's where our strength should be. That's where we should be. Our Ikka Kavana should be on the south side. The Tzofayim, sometimes it's more visible, sometimes it's not. The Gashmius is not what's important. However, says the Gemara, Amrav Mashasha, less than Hanukkala. The rules that you just said are incorrect. The Tanya, La Yotza Cham Ma'olim Mekerem Mizrachot Tzfonis. There's never been a time, even during the summer, where the sun comes out on the northeast corner, V'shoikas Mekerem Aravos Tzfonis, and goes down on the northwest corner. That means, even in the summer, it's never going to come up over there and go down over there. And similarly, in the winter, La Yotza Chamag Mekerem Mizrach Tzfonis, the sun never came up all the way down at the east, at the southeast corner, the Shaka Mekerem Mizrach Tzfonis. And the reason for that is, I saw that the Miri explains, he says, if indeed that was the case, then in the summer, the longest day should be 18 hours long. And we don't find that there's ever a day that the sun is out for so many hours, for 18 hours. So it must be that it never comes up all the way. But and similarly, we don't find a day in the winter that's so short that only has 6 hours. So it must be that it never comes up or goes down exactly at the corners, even at the day of winter or summer. So the Gemara brings another maimer from Shmuel regarding the seasons of the year. We know that there are 4 seasons in the year: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. What they're called in the Gemara, Tekufas Nisan is the spring, Tekufas Tammuz is the summer, Tekufas Tishrei is the autumn, and Tekufas Tevis is the winter. The reason it's called Tekufa means because it makes a circle. That's the time that the sun is going around the earth. And at the beginning of each season, the 4 seasons, the sun goes back to the exact spot where it was last year at that point. in Tkufas Nisan, in the spring, as the spring begins, the day and the night are exactly the same amount of time. Then the days start getting longer and the nights get shorter until we get, as we said a few moments ago, to Tkufas Tammuz, when the day is the longest and the night is the shortest. Then the days start getting shorter and the days get shorter and the nights get longer until we reach Tkufas Tishrei, where again the days and the nights are equal. And then again the days start getting longer and the nights get shorter until we get to Tkufas Tevis, where the nights are the longest and the days are the shortest. There are many reasons why we need to know when the Tkufa falls. One is to know when we say Saint Talmud and Chutz Laretz. We know that Saint Talmud is sent in Chutz Laretz 60 days after the Tkufas Tishrei falls. Another reason we need to know about the seasons is that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, teaches us that if we see that the winter is the Tkufas Tevis is still going to go into the middle of Chodesh Nisan, then the halacha is that that we have to make that into a leap year, into Ibi year, that Pesach shouldn't come out when it's still in the winter. Another important point, as we're going to see in our Gemara, of knowing the Tkufas, is there's a bracha that's made once every 28 years, and that is the Birchas Hachama. Because once every 28 years, the sun comes right back to the place, and not just to the place, but the exact same time where it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That is what's called in the halachic terminology a machzeh gadol. Even though the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that a Yud Aleph Amud Aleph quotes a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, when the world was created, was it created in Tishrei or wasn't created in Nisan? The Gemara over there teaches us that when it comes to making the calculations, everybody agrees that we use Rabbi Yeshua's formula, that ben Nisan nivra olam. That when we start counting how the world was created, we say that the sun was put in the sky at 6 p.m. Wednesday night. Says the Gemara, Amishmul ain't Tkufas Nisan, Nefelas. Tkufas Nisan can only begin Ella ba'arba v'ayoyim in the four quarters of the day. Or b'tchilas yoyim, the beginning of the day. B'tchilas laila, beginning of night. Or b'chatzi ayoyim, which means 6 a.m. The first means 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Or b'chatzi ayoyim means 12 midday. B'chatzi laila or midnight. Vein Tkufas Tammuz Nefelas. The Tkufas Tammuz could be Ella Ba'achas Machza, 1:30 in the afternoon, or B'sheva Machza, or 7:30 at night, Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla, and the same 6 hours later. Vein Tkufas Tishrei Nefelas, Ella B'sholosh Shos, or B'teisha Shos. Tkufas Tishrei could only fall 3 hours into the day, or 6 or 9 hours into the day, or by night, Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla. Vein Tkufas Tammuz Nefelas, and Tkufas Tevis always falls Ella Oyba Arba Mechza, either 4.5 hours into the day, or Be Echza Mechza, 10.5 hours into the day, Bein B'yoyim Bein B'layla. Vein Bein Tkufa L'Tkufa, the amount of time between one season and the next season is Ella Tisha V'Echajoyim V'Sheva Shos Mechza, 91 days and 7.5 hours. So this is what's known as Shmuel's Kamp, the Cheshbon of Shmuel, which is the Cheshbon that we use in determining the Jewish calendar. And the way we figure it out is as follows. There are 365, where we make this Cheshbon is as follows. If we take 364 days, then every season would be 91 days. However, there's another, the year is not 364 days. It's 365 days with 6 hours. So we divide 364, we get 91. But then we have another 30 hours left, and we divide those 30 hours by 4, so we have another 7.5 hours. So now, we're starting, as we said before, to count the year according to the way Rabbi Shua said the world was created. The world was created with the Kufas Nisan beginning Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Now, if we're saying that the year is 365 days and 6 hours, so the amount of time that will be between Tekufas Nisan and Tekufas Tammuz will be, the amount of time between this year Tekufas Nisan and next year Tekufas Nisan will be 1 hour and 6 days, 6 hours later, 30 hours later. Because as we just said, 364 is divisible by 7, but you still have a remainder of 30 hours. So we divide those 30 hours by 4, it's 7.5 hours. So if the first year, the Tekufas Nisan, was Wednesday night at 6 p.m., then Tekufas Nisan the next year was Tekufas Nisan the next year, and we're dividing it by 1 day and 6 hours, was Wednesday night, was Thursday night at Chatzos. The third year, it was Friday morning by 6 hours. And so we continue. So making this calculation, Tekufas Nisan will always be at 6 a.m. or at 12 p.m. And that's how we keep on counting. And if we keep on counting this way, we will find that after 28 years, after 28 years, the Tekufas Nisan will come back to where it was at the beginning at Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Says the Gemara further, Vein Tekufa Meshechas Mechaverto, the difference between one Tekufa and the next one, meaning regarding the stars, are a half an hour. And the way to understand this Gemara is something that we've discussed in previous Shurim as well. There are 7 stars. There are 7 stars in this sky. And from the beginning of one season to the next cycle of the stars, that means the stars remain typically in a fixed position. However, there are 7 exceptions, the 7 stars, planets, which are visible. They're known as the Shiva Koichvei Leches. Koichav, the first one is Mercury. Levana is the moon. Shapsai is Saturn. Tzadik is Jupiter. Madam is Mars. Chama is the sun. And Noiga is Venus. In the Gemara, or in the Halachas form, they're usually an abbreviation called Kalash Tzamcham. Chazal taught us that each one of these 7 stars work in a different hour of the day. And they follow one another in a continuous cycle in the order that we just give it beginning the first hour of the week. So that means the first hour after Shabbos ends, we have Koichav. Then we have Levana, and so on. Until we get to the 7th hour where we have the last one, Noiga, and then it repeats itself. So in the first hour of Sunday morning, the sun is in motion. Says the Gemara, "V'amishmul ein lecha tekufas niflin she nefels b'tzedek." If the hour when the tekufas nisan falls, tzedek is in position, she'erim shaberes esalonis, then that's going to be a season when the trees break. And if Tekufas Tevis falls in the time where Tzedek is in position, all the seeds will dry up. For who? That only will be when the new moon comes out, when Levana or Tzedek are in position. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Hamarabe Seir. If somebody wants to square a round city, as we discussed in our previous shiur, if you have a round city, you need to make a square around it. We make a square around this round city, and then the tchumim that we make around the city are also squares, which means, using, as the Gemara will admit to Shem, use an example. If you have a city whose dimensions are 2,000 by 2,000, so what the Gemara is saying is that you take and you make squares that are each squares 2,000 by 2,000, and you put those squares around, you put those square boxes around the city. Says the Gemara, Shumaydid, when you come to measure the tchum after you made these boxes, says the Gemara, Lo yimdid me'emtza akeren, apayim amma, don't measure the 2,000 amma from the corner, 2,000 ammas from the corner. This is shown in diagram 203, where you don't take the corner of the city and measure 2,000 amas to the corner, but rather, and they should master it as his office, because then you're going to lose the corner. Because as we've discussed many times, if you would measure a straight line, we know a diagonal is longer than a straight line. So if the diagonal, we're going to measure 2,000 amma, then the straight line is going to be less than 2,000 amma. We don't want you to have less than 2,000 amma. Ella, in fact, the calculation is as follows. If you're going to measure on the diagonal 2,000 amma, then your straight line will only be 1,428 amma. Ella, what should you do? Maybe tavlam rubas, bring a square, shiapayim apayim amma, that what you do is that the diagonal should be longer. That means you put in every corner, these boxes, and then you draw a line from one corner to the next corner. You fill up all the corners with boxes, and therefore the people who are traveling straight get a tchum of 2,000 amma, but the people, and therefore, since we just said that the diagonal is longer than the straight line, they will end up with a line of 2,800 amma on the diagonal. Nimtza, ha'ir mistakeris abam ammeis amma l'kano l'kan. Again, we said that if you have a city that's in a circle, you make a square around it. So by adding a square around the circle, you're going to have 400 amas in every corner because the square is larger than the corner. So therefore, by adding this square, we get 400 amas in every corner. Nimtza he'ir mistakrin, and the city also gains elef umasayim amalakan amasayim lakayim, because we said you get 2,800 because you're going on the diagonal. So 8 plus 4, you got an extra 400 amma because the city because you made the city into a square, and that's the area of a square will be larger than the area of the circle. And then you gain, because we want to have a straight line of 2,000 amma, but a straight line of 2,000 amma gives you 2,800 on the slant. So 800 plus 4 is 1,200. Amar Abaya, says the Gemara, U'mishkachsla, these calculations that we just gave, mishkachsla, work out b'mosa d'chazya treyafa treyafi, in a city who the dimensions of the city are 2,000 by 2,000, as we just explained. When we have a city whose dimensions are 2,000, that's when we'll draw a square around the circle, we'll have 400 amma additional because of the square on the corners, and that's where we'll have on the ink on the slant 2800 in order to have a straight line of 2000. Tanya says the Gemara, the Braisa taught us, Amar Belezer Reb Yosi, Tchum Arel Leviim. The Torah HaGdoisha speaks about the Arel Leviim. The Torah speaks about the six Arei Miklot, which were the cities that if somebody killed somebody, that's where he had to run. Those were Arei Leviim. And the Torah adds 42 more cities, which the Arei Leviim. And the Torah says, V'sheish Ha'arim Ashatitnu Leviim, as Sheish Arei Miklot, Ashatitnu Lonu Shamar Ritzeach, V'aleim Titnu Abo'im Shtaim Ir. That's the cities of the Leviim. And the truth is that those city also, to many degrees, it's not today's shir, the Gemara Masech, the Makis, the Afyuram and Aleph, also says that they were treated like Arei Miklot. The one difference was that the Arei Miklot, even if somebody who's a murderer went there without recognizing that that's where he's going, they are koilet, they work. These cities are only koilet if they, the other 42 cities are only koilet midas, that he knows that he's going there. The Torah, furthermore, in describing the cities, said that you had to leave around the cities a migrash of Elif Amma, where it was total empty, nothing. And then there's another 1,000 Amma where you could plant trees. So says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Belozer Reb Yosi, Tchum Arei Leviim, the Tchum of the Arei Leviim, a Paim Amma, as we just described, had 2,000 Amma, Tzemehem Aleph Amma Lemigrish, 1,000 of those Ammas were left for Migrish, where you may not plant anything. Nimtza, and now the Gemara makes, the Braisa makes a very important statement, which is going to be the subject of our coming Shiurim, that the Migrish takes up a Raviyah, a quarter of the area, Vashar, and the rest is Sadas Vakramim. Says the Gemara, first ask the Gemara, Menani Mili, how do we know that this is the way the cities should be structured? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Mikir Ev Chutz Elef Amas Saviv, Amar Taira, the Taira HaKadosh said, Saviv Eseir Be'elef, encircle the city with 1,000 Amma of empty area. But as we pointed out, the Braisa said, Nimtza Migrish Raviyah, that the Migrish took up a quarter. Ask the Gemara, the way we just learned, the Migrish is half. There has to be 2,000 Amma around the city. Half should be Migrish, and half should be planted. So how are we saying it's a quarter? Palgahava. Omer of Ada bar Ada, Mishcho, Asberli, he explained it to me. B'mosadava tre alpha, in a city like we had a moment ago, which is 2,000 by 2,000. So now the Gemara will explain how to look at this. Tchum kamahavya. What is the tchum of the city? Shitzer. If we look at the tchum of the city, which we see in diagram 204. So we start with a city which is 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma. Then we have on the four sides of the city, tchum. Each tchum backs is 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma. But what's very important to do when we make this calculation is turn each tchum into boxes, four equal size boxes. So we're going to take these four boxes of the tchum and divide them each into four boxes. We will have a total of 16 boxes. But as we've been learning, we also add corners, as we see in those in this diagram. If we look at the corners of this diagram and we add the corners, again, we'll have the four corners. Each corner is 2,000 by 2,000. Each corner we're dividing into four equal boxes. Again, 16 boxes. Kronos kamahava. How big do the corners take up? Another 16. So we have 32 boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 amma. Tal, now we have to take off for the Migrish Ha'ir. Tamna de Tchumim, eight boxes that are the Elef Amma that are around the city, V'Abra de Kronos. And then from each one of these corners, the corner which is closest to the city also has to be Migrash, which will give us a total of Tracer. The eight boxes in the Tchum boxes and four boxes in the corner boxes. Nimtza. So if we make this calculation, you have 12. But if we have this taking up 12 boxes and we had a total of 32 boxes, 12 to 32 is not a corner. It's actually even more than a third. Says the Gemara, Isa to Arba to Masa Sharilayu. We have to add the four boxes of the city. If we add the four boxes of the city, we have now not 32 boxes, we have 36 boxes. So ask the Gemara, it still doesn't work. Akati Tilsahava, the 12 boxes that we're using for the Migrash, 12 of 36 is a third, not a quarter. It still doesn't work. Answers the Gemara, Mi Savrit, Berivu Kamar. When we don't explain that this city, and again, this is now diagram 205, this city is not a square city. Bigula Kama. The city is a circle. And we know if a circle is less than a square. So therefore, if the circle is less than the square, then the Migrash around that city is also less than the square. So now, explains the Gemara, because the Migrash, if the city's in a circle, the Migrash is in a circle. Kama Meruba Yes Al Ugl. Whenever we have a square and a circle, the square is a quarter bigger than the circle. That means we have to add a third, which really Milbar and Mubagav. So now tell Rimnaimanayu. So we started with 12 boxes in our previous Gemara to be the Mount of Migrash. If it's a circle, we take off a quarter, Pashalut Tisha. And again, it's not a quarter, it's really a third. So now we're down to 9 boxes. And we had a total of 36 boxes. The Tisha Matulsin, 9 to 36, Rivahu is a quarter. That's how we had what the Brisa said, that we have a quarter.